This is the Webhawk News Podcast. I'm Callahan Steed. WWE held their first ever all-women's pay-per-view on October 28th at the Nassau Veterans Memorial Coliseum in East Garden City, New York. The event, called Evolution, consisted of women talent from the Monday Night Raw brand, SmackDown, Hall of Famers, and from WWE's developmental brand, NXT. Evolution was viewed with positive remarks. Eric Bauer, a senior at UW-Whitewater, was happy with the performance of the women.
I really liked it, honestly. I thought it was a good product, put on a good show. I really thought the SmackDown Women's Championship match was impressive. Becky Lynch and Charlotte Flair did a really good job, and all in all, I think it was a good show.
The pay-per-view consisted of championship matches, tag team matches, and a 20-women battle royal. Some of the matches on the card included Hall of Famers Lita and Trish Stratus defeating Alicia Fox and Mickie James in a tag team match. Also on the card was SmackDown champion Becky Lynch defeating Charlotte Flair in a Last Woman Standing match. And also on the card was Raw Women's Champion Ronda Rousey defeating Nikki Bella via submission. Evolution was viewed by many analysts as another step forward in WWE's Women Revolution. For a long time, women in WWE were treated as eye candy for the audience. Wrestlers such as Ashley Massaro, Kelly Kelly, and Eva Marie were hired due to their looks and lack of wrestling experience. This led to short television matches, lack of on-air screen time, and lack of character depth. However, WWE has hired better women's wrestlers and have given them more airtime on screen. Senior Tom First believes that WWE can continue this positive trend by giving their women more of a platform on air.
I guess more main events on pay-per-views where it's male and female, maybe more female-only pay-per-views. My only downside with that is that you're kind of separating them.
Next up on the WWE pay-per-view schedule is a heavily criticized trip to Saudi Arabia for Crown Jewel. The show begins at 11 a.m. Central Time on November 2nd. For Webhawk News, I'm Callahan Steed in Whitewater.